this. We got to get it done. What's going on, everybody? Hopefully, you're all doing good. Welcome to the Mental Mobility Podcast, episode number 136. Happy New Year's Eve. Here we are. We're going to talk really fast because I have to go to dinner. And why is this music still playing? So, I committed to the 100 days straight of making a video or posting a video. So I want to make sure that I did it today. And even more importantly, it is New Year's Eve, where a lot of people set resolutions and a lot of fitness people will talk about it. And a lot of blogs and posts and the news will actually, you know, force people to do this whole resolving, right? Are you really resolving? Like, is there something that you actually have to resolve? Is there something that you have to really hate yourself so much that you got to get back to it? You know, I never understood the word resolution, even though I probably actually, if you know what it actually means, fucking comment down below, because I don't, right? I just think people are trying to resolve a piece of them that they miss or a piece of them that they never had. And that's fine, right? And that's cool. But I always looked at it as evolving, right? I always looked at New Year's, ever since I started making YouTube videos back in 2008, I always called in the one viral video that I have probably talked about the New Year's evolution. And that was back in, I'd say 2010, maybe. I put it up in a gym, and it's probably the only video that had a lot of spunk to it besides the other channels that we had. But when I talked about it, it was the day after, and I really connected with that one. And a lot of people connected with that one because I truly believe that we as people do not have to resolve something, right? Unless if there's something that you have to resolve, then you got to go to therapy and resolve it there, right? Because nothing that you're going to do, whether it's diet or exercise or workout or go running or do cold bath therapy, saunas, it doesn't matter, right? Because if there's something in here that you have to resolve, you got to take care of that in the process as well. But you got to take care of the things that are stopping you inside your mind. And that's for me as well, right? I'm just literally talking to myself because that's what I do, right? There's a lot of blockages that I have, whether it's from the past, whether it's from trauma, whether it's from being made fun of, whether it's from being fat, whether it's from not being good enough, whether it's from never making it, whether it's from failing at a business, whether it's from, I go down a line. There's a lot of shit I got to resolve. But if I keep looking at it like that, like I have to resolve these things in my life, I'm never going to evolve, right? I'm never going to be a good person because I'm going to be so tracked into this shit that I'm trying to deal with, or I'm trying to resolve. I got to make it. No, take a step back. Map it out. Stop doing this superficial shit that you think that you need to do. Lose 20 pounds before spring break so I could have sex naked. The only reason people work out is that they could fuck naked. That's it. They could fuck with the lights on, right? I bet you a majority of people don't, right? And that's why everyone works out. No one wants to admit it. It's like, no, you want to look better naked so you can have sex in light. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Good, you can comment if you think so, because I don't. I think I'm correct because that's what drives people. Right? The reason you want to look better is so you feel confident to approach another person and to hopefully have sex with that person in the light, not hiding in the darkness. Oh, that makes sense. But to me, it makes sense. Anyway, I got sidetracked. We need to evolve, right? Resolving things, it's great. But once you resolve that, now you have to evolve. Right? An evolution of you is just doing something a little better. The reason people fall off track for New Year's resolutions is because there's nothing behind it, right? Your own body, your own soul is not behind it. You're after something superficial because you feel disgusted about yourself about something, because you hate yourself about something, because you want to be someone else rather than understanding you are who you are and you have the ability to change that. You have the ability to evolve. We all have the ability to be a new person. Now, that evolvement, I mean, that's a word, probably not, means getting up early and going walking around the block 3 times consecutively. There's going to be some change there. I'm getting choked up. You're lucky I'm not fucking crying, because usually I just cry. But like, that's a change. That's an adaptation in your life. You are now evolving by you deciding to take away the sweets and eat a little better. It doesn't have to be a full-blown keto diet that you're going to quit literally in 3 weeks, because you're not going to be able to understand how to process it. Your mind's not going to be able to take that track and stay on it the entire time. And people will fucking lie all the time to you. They lie to you about diet and exercise and what you need to do and what you should do. It's false. It's all fucking fragmented marketing. The honest truth is, choose something you can stick to and fucking stick to it. Right? Choose something that you're going to do, that you love to do, and stick to it 80% of the time. There's no 100. There's no hustle grind culture. Just fucking 80% of the time you can do it. And if that means eating breakfast or skipping breakfast and fast, whatever you choose, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you choose. There's a plethora of different fads and tactics that you can use. If that's in the comfort of your budget, if that's the comfort of your time, and if that's the comfort of your space, well, then do whatever it is, but fucking do it. Evolve. When we decide to do something better for ourselves, we are evolving. And for me, taking care of my mental health, taking care of my physical health at the same time through, I take care of mental health through physical health, I've evolved. And I'm not just choosing one day to start. My day already started. Honestly, New Year's to me, my New Year's Eve, New Year's Day is my birthday. Because if I was born in November and now it's January, that's only a couple months old, it's not really a year yet. You know what I'm trying to say? New Year's is your birthday. Let's be real. But don't get stuck in the trap of resolving stuff or the resolution of things. I could rant all day long about this, and I don't want to take you guys there, but what I want you to know is that I'm on your side. Right? I get it. It's fucking hard. It's fucking hard. It's so hard to be a better person that you just want to be. Right? A better person that you just want to love and care for and feel good about. I know that person. I know him. I'm getting close. I'm getting so close to touching him again. That didn't sound good at all. But who's that person for you? Right? Who's that person that you just wish and know you can be? And start little by little to evolving to that person that you see. It doesn't have to be in the next couple weeks. It doesn't have to be this year. If you chose a direction, stick to it. And then stick to it again. And then stick to it again. And then keep changing until you finally reach the person that you love. Because that's all we got. All we got is love. Sounds like my dad's talking through me. And I'm wearing a shirt. But I will say, I'll see you guys later. Happy New Year. And happy New Year's evolution to you. Like up the channel. Send me a review on our podcast. And I'll see you guys later. Trying to get you guys. I got a booger dripping out of my nose. Peace out. Time for dinner. Oh, shit. I got boogers. I want to shout out all of our Patreons. Thank you so much for this whole year. I do appreciate it. If you guys want to be a part of this booger sandwich and help support the channel, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/jerseytovegas and donate there and show some support if you'd like to because you like our videos. All right, I'll see you guys later. My name is Pete from Mental Mobility Podcast. Have a great new year, and I'll see you tomorrow.